time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
We asked cattle producer Monty Tucker what sustainability means to him.
I'm proud to say I'm fourth generation. My family's been here 110 years. To me, that is sustainable. But we have to work hard to keep it sustainable. We got to have healthy soil. We got to have a healthy ecosystem that includes all little critters. And that just turns into a healthy pasture situation that turns into healthy, vibrant cattle.
Cydectin, moxidectin, poron controls 33 parasite species and stages, yet is friendly to dung beetles and earthworms to help keep your operations ecosystem healthy. Monty Tucker appreciates that.
Cydectin's important to me because soil health is becoming a bigger issue. A product that's dung beetle friendly is important because I don't want to kill them. I like to see them. It's just a healthy ecosystem.
Protect your cattle and ecosystem with Cydectin from Elanco. Ask your animal health retailer. Keep Cydectin out of reach of children.
One of the most important things producers can do is to have a really good relationship with your veterinarian. This coming from Dr. Rosalind Biggs, Director of Continuing Education and Beef Cattle Extension Specialist at Oklahoma State University. Biggs works with Oklahoma's Beef Quality Assurance, or BQA, program that helps cattle producers provide consumers with a safe, wholesome, and healthy product.
And it's really a commitment from beef cattle producers to our consumers that says we are providing a safe, wholesome, healthy product from the calf all the way to harvest. BQA is really, it's an entire program. And so for my specific focus, I am really promoting herd health protocols to beef cattle producers and having that relationship with their veterinarian. The veterinarian can help guide them if they have questions and establish protocols well in advance of emergencies for things like treating common illnesses. Also, from a producer perspective, we want to make sure that we're, again, getting back to providing that safe, wholesome product for our consumers in the way that we treat our animals, from safe handling techniques all the way through medication and making sure we're following label recommendations and keeping records all the way through.
For producers, having a good relationship with your vet is the first step in ensuring herd health.
I really view the producer and the veterinarian as team members, and it needs to be a mutually beneficial relationship. We have fewer and fewer rural veterinarians and certainly fewer and fewer in the beef cattle industry. And so we want to build those relationships well in advance of that, 2 o'clock in the morning calf pull, that we've got to have the support from a veterinarian standpoint. We've got to have the support of producers to be able to sustain our businesses. But on the other hand, veterinarians absolutely have a commitment to producers. I have veterinarians that want to be able to do more and help producers be successful and profitable.
Having a vet that's willing to help during your time of need is extremely important.
Absolutely. We've seen this across veterinary medicine and definitely in the pandemic, that veterinary practices are very, very busy in all species, but certainly in the beef cattle industry as well. And so, we're seeing that you need to have that relationship well in advance, because there's only so many hours in the day too, and you want to have that partnership established.
Big says it's important for everyone to be educated and committed to following those best practices to make sure you maintain quality assurance. You've got farm news on Ron.
Want to be healthier? It's hard to start a bunch of healthy habits at once, especially when you're busy. Focus on one step at a time, then build from there. One more glass of water, one more hour of sleep, one more scoop of veggies, one more family walk. One healthy habit leads to another, and over time, small choices make powerful changes. Get started at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.